Blog Talk Radio.
When it comes to cancer, what you don't know can kill you. Too many Americans over 50 haven't received potentially life-saving screenings for colon and breast cancer. That's a problem. Colon cancer is a leading cause of cancer deaths in the U.S., and breast cancer is a leading cause of cancer deaths among women. In fact, one out of every eight women will get breast cancer in her lifetime. Early detection is so important. If you're between 50 and 75, get screened for colon cancer. The earlier colon cancer is found, the easier it is to cure. Women between 50 and 74 need to get a mammogram every 2 years. Screening can find breast cancer early when treatment is most effective. If you're over 50, talk to your healthcare provider about getting screened for cancer. It could save your life. For more information, visit www.cdc.gov/cancer.
Good evening and welcome to a special edition of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes. I'm your host, Joy Keyes. I want to thank you for tuning in. You can follow me on twitter.com/joykeyes, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes. And also, send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeyes@hotmail.com. I really encourage you to follow or become a fan because I do a lot of giveaways, CDs, movie tickets, restaurants, gift cards, all types of things. So you want to follow at Joy Keyes and become a fan on Facebook. I have a wonderful guest who's been on the show before, but I have her on again because breast cancer happens to many, many women. It also can happen to men as well. People don't really talk about that as much. But today we're focusing on a wonderful organization that my guest has started, and every year she has a great event, and this year it's going to be even bigger and better. It's called Praise is the Cure, and her name is Anita T. Connor. She's a 14-year breast cancer survivor, and also she has her son, John Connor Jr., here as well. Good evening.
Hi, Joy. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in, both of you. This is an amazing event that you've had. I've had you on before to talk about it, but again, breast cancer happens to so many women, and unfortunately for African-American women, according to CDC, African-American women are dying at higher rates than their white counterparts when they do find out they have breast cancer. So any screenings or services that anybody can provide, I am all for supporting it. Now, Anita, I want to start with you. You're a breast cancer survivor, and let's thank God for that, that you are here today to talk about it. And also thank God today that you started a wonderful organization that's focusing on helping African-American women, all women, no one is excluded, to participate in the event and provide services to. But let's talk about your story a little bit. When you found out about breast cancer, when did you find out, and what was your initial reaction?
Well, you know what, Joy? It's just so ironic. I mean, at the time that I found out, I'm a 14-year survivor. We didn't talk much about cancer, let alone breast cancer. I didn't have any or know of any history of cancer in my family. I have just celebrated my 10th year in business, 40 years old. And, I found a lump. And the doctors kept telling me that, there was nothing to it. I was too young. It wasn't breast cancer. I decided to get a second opinion, and it was as a result of getting a second opinion because of another procedure that I actually had a biopsy, and it turned out that it was breast cancer. And, in fact, I had waited so long that it was an advanced stage of breast cancer. And at that time, the prognosis didn't really look good. The doctors had prepared my family, not to expect a whole lot, that people who had what I had usually don't survive. But, I'm here to share my story. I did go through a very extensive, protocol. I was part of a clinical trial, and I would encourage, more African-American women to take advantage of clinical trials. I know we're very afraid of them with the Tuskegee event and all that stuff like that. But, the doctors really don't know a whole lot about us. So I did participate in a clinical trial with stem cell transplant. Everybody's heard of stem cell. I participated in that, high-dose chemotherapy, and, it had good results for me. I am here to share my story, which is why, we started Praise is the Cure. Because
well, I want to thank you for that, because that, you know, sometimes people have breast cancer or have other illnesses, and it takes a lot of courage to step out into the public eye and then not only step out and say, okay, you know, this is what I was dealing with, this is what I went through, but then to go on and start an organization to help others, you know, process and deal with what they're going through. Now, John, when your mom found out, what was your reaction and how did you feel? Did you feel a little lost? Did you feel a little helpless? What was your reaction finding out about your mom's diagnosis?
It was a real surprise to everyone in the whole family. Actually, they kind of shielded it from myself and from my sister. And my mom, you know, she kind of dealt with it, you know, between her, my father, and the doctors. But when we found out, it was a real surprise, and, you know, we were just hoping that it would work out for the best.
Well, I'm glad it did, because, you know, she's here today, and hopefully she will continue on another 14 or more years into the future. So now, what made you decide to start the organization, Anita? Was there a day that you remember, or time, or some incident that happened that said, I need to start this?
It was. My daughter had gotten us involved in another organization, actually the Susan G. Komen Foundation. And we were very active in that organization. We were race chairs. We were spokespersons for the organization. We participated, you know, very actively. But what we recognized is that we didn't feel that we were reaching our community where we felt that the need was the most. And so we presented them with information, you know, with a program that we thought, you know, would help meet their initiative.
Right.
But they really didn't, you know, grasp the idea. And so, you know, they kind of encouraged us to do it on our own. And so that's exactly what we did. You know, we decided to, you know, go out into the faith community because we figured how can we reach them? We didn't have any money. So how can we reach the most people, you know, and with the least effort? And we knew it was through our churches. So we started going to our churches. We called it Praise Sunday in October and just distributing breast health literature. And, you know, now we have up to – that's our kickoff event now. The event has grown so that we – but that's still our main event. That's our breast cancer awareness initiative. Right now we have about 100 churches who host that event on – Praise Sunday, and we distribute about 30,000 pieces of literature on that Sunday just to get the information out. And we do everything. We created breast cancer facts. We have a pamphlet with breast cancer information on where to get help. So you have
a men's forum. John, you want to talk about the men's forum and the Real Men Wear Pink?
Yeah, well, as my mom stated, we started off with it just being Praise Sunday, and that was our main event. And since then, people have come on and said they wanted to have a bigger event. So we decided to honor the survivors on what we call it's a whole week of activities that we do now. And on that Saturday, the Saturday after Praise Sunday, we actually have a day's full of events where we give out mammograms, we have a health fair, and we also have a men's forum because the men, we sometimes don't know how to be caregivers when our loved ones come down with a disease. And so we just have a men's forum where we talk about how to be good caregivers to our women who get this disease and also how to take care of ourselves.
That's wonderful because that's a real niche. Like you said, men, it's a little difficult to deal with, you know, what do they do? You know, it's not about making money. It's a different part of themselves that they might have to, you know, access. And so giving them a safe space to talk to other caregivers I think is wonderful. Now, we have a kickoff breakfast, right, Anita? And that's coming up Saturday, June 30th. You want to tell the audience the time and the location of the kickoff breakfast?
Yes, the kickoff breakfast is Saturday, June 30th at the Croc Center, the Salvation Army Croc Center at 4200 Wissahickon Avenue. And at this particular breakfast, which is open to our faith community and our community leaders, our sponsors, everybody will be there to hear about the upcoming program and events. And also, we'll have a special recognition. We're going to recognize this year all the churches who have participated in the past. You know, we call them champions in the fight against breast cancer. So every year, we either celebrate men or the churches or whoever we think really played an important role, pivotal role in helping the community get the awareness out, helping to become advocates. So this year, we're honoring all the churches who have participated in the past and becoming great advocates. So it is
That's
on
wonderful.
Saturday, June 30th, breakfast from 9:30 to 11:30. All are welcome. They just need to call and register so we can prepare for you. It's a free event to come out and learn more about Praise is Secure.
Now, John, what's the phone number they can call and tell us your website? You guys are also on Facebook, so tell them all your contact, your phone number, your website, and Facebook, Twitter.
Okay, yeah. Our phone number where you can call and register is 215-635-1025. And you can also go on praiseisthecure.org, and you can register there as well. And as you said, we do have a Facebook page, and you can get there from the website.
And now for the event, the week-long event in October, can they still use that same number and also that same website to get more information? Maybe they want to be a sponsor or something like that?
Yes, all the information is on the website, or they can call that number.
Now, I just want to mention to the audience that you have, and I think you mentioned also, more than 100,000 Philadelphia residents you've helped, and you've raised over $200,000 creating. Now, how long has the organization been around? You started with a nonprofit, and then you made Praise is Secure, but how long has Praise is Secure event been around, Anita?
This is our seventh year.
This is our seventh year.
We started very small. I think we had about 5 or 10 churches, and you know, now we've grown to about 100 churches, and we reach literally, you know, over 30,000 people a year who participate in our event. So it has
That's
grown.
Amazing.
Yeah, so it's definitely grown. So we know there's a need.
Now, your daughter, I want to mention your daughter before we run out of time. She wrote a book. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, Carrie, my daughter Carrie Connor is the author of a book called My Mommy Has Breast Cancer, But She's Okay. And it's a great book. It's a beautiful, colorful book. And what it is, it basically tells a story, tells her story with her daughter, because my daughter is a survivor as well. And the whole purpose behind it is to basically take this difficult topic and to let children know, you know what, stuff happens in the family, but it's going to be okay. And it's also a tool for adults to learn how to talk to their children about difficult things that are going on in the family. So this book is available also through the website, or you can go to mymommyhasbreastcancer.com and order the book there as well.
Now, John, how long have you been the executive director, and what's one of the most challenging things that you face being the executive director?
I became executive director going on 2 years now, and there's nothing really difficult about it. I really enjoy the position. I really enjoy working for my mother and being able to learn underneath her. And I guess just the most difficult thing is, I guess, the best thing, which is just working with your family.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, you guys really have pulled your resources together and made it a family affair, but an amazing family affair, helping others. Again, I just want to commend you and your son, your family, for all the work that you do, helping women deal with breast cancer and get through breast cancer, or maybe even find out that they have it, because that's the key. Like you said, you went to one person in the past, they told you it was nothing to worry about. A lot of times people may not have health insurance. They may be scared, but having that support system there within the community, you know, that's the key, in the community, is so important.
Right.
And then having the faith aspect. A lot of people do go to church, and having the type of health ministry, if you know you want to call it that, is wonderful. So, again, let's mention, Anita, tell them again the date and time of the kickoff breakfast.
Yeah, the kickoff breakfast is Saturday, June 30th, 9:30 to 11:30 at the Salvation Army Croc Center at 4200 Wasakin Avenue. That's in Philadelphia. You can call 215-635-1025 to register. And this is a free event. Come out and learn how to be an advocate for breast cancer awareness in our community.
And also I want to mention you guys are on Twitter. Praise is the Cure is your hook on Twitter. And this same number that she just gave out, 215-635-1025, you can call to be a sponsor. They need as much help. They continue are going to need help. You know, I'm sure they want to get bigger and bigger and provide more services. And you can be a sponsor or just make a donation to the organization, and it will help them to continue doing this wonderful event. I want to thank John. Thank you so much for coming on. Anita, thank you so much for coming on this evening.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. So I hope you have a wonderful kickoff breakfast. And, again, everybody, check out praiseisthecure.org. Check them out on Twitter, Praise is the Cure. And their phone number to call for more information is 215-635-1025. Thank you guys so much for coming on. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Just got off the phone with a 14-year breast cancer survivor, Nita T. Connor, and her son, John Connor, Jr., who's the executive director of the event Praise is the Cure. They have helped more than 100,000 people in Philadelphia. They provide screenings. They provide a men's forum. They're going to be having a kickoff breakfast June 30th here in Philadelphia, 9:30 to 11:30. Salvation Army, Ray and Joan Croc Corps Community Center, 4200 Wissahickon Avenue. Again, Wissahickon Avenue. But if you are not able to make the kickoff, you can still call or check their website to get more information about the event in October. Please, if you are a woman out there or a man and you feel a lump in your breast, don't hesitate to talk to your provider. Do not hesitate. Hesitation could risk your life. But if you get in early, it could save your life. So please take the time. Women, you're supposed to be doing your monthly breast self-exams. I got a reminder on my phone for that, you know, and we can be hard-headed, but it will save your life. So I encourage you to do that. You can follow me, Joy Keys, on Twitter, at Joy Keys. You can become a fan on Facebook. Look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. I hope you have a wonderful evening and a great week. Tune in Saturday. I'm doing a different time this Saturday, 10 a.m., speaking with singer Mamouni Youssef. That's at 10 a.m. this Saturday. So you want to call in. The call-in number is 646-929-0368. But also follow on Twitter and become a fan on Facebook to get all the updates. I hope you have a wonderful evening.